Well, the Black Dog Ride began in 2009 as one man's ride to raise awareness of depression, evolving into a national movement of thousands of Australian riders who have raised over $1 million for mental health services and fostered a culture of mental health awareness around the country. That one man is Steve Andrews, and he joins me in Rural Focus this morning on the eve of another Black Dog Ride to the Red Centre. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Vin, and it's great to be with you.
Steve, great to have you on the program, and it's a sad, but it is a long story. So can you, first of all, tell us about how you became involved with the Black Dog Ride and how you actually started to set it up?
Well, I suppose without me knowing, it probably began about 20 years ago now when tragically my mother committed suicide, and that was certainly something that came as a massive shock to me. And there were a lot of unanswered questions at that time, and I wasn't aware that Mum had suffered from depression. That didn't come to light until many, many years later, just through reading some of her notes. And then about, 5 years ago now, my best mate, the guy who was best man at my wedding, tragically his wife committed suicide. She again had been suffering from depression without anyone really knowing, and she walked out into the Swan River one evening and drowned herself. So that to me was, I guess, the catalyst for me thinking something needed to be done about this issue of depression, which almost seemed to be a bit of a secret illness, and the resultant suicide. So I started, in fact, it was at the wake of Anna's funeral. I just had one of those moments where a light bulb went on, and I thought, I've got to do something about this. How can I do something to raise awareness of depression? And I thought, well, I could get on my motorbike and just ride around the country and blow the trumpet, if you like. And that's, well, it's probably nearly 12 months later, after a lot of planning, off I went on my own, and that's how it all started.
Just looking at some figures, every year in Australia, 1 million adults and 100,000 young people live with depression. 50% of these won't seek treatment, and nearly 3,000 will take their own lives every year. So they're horrific statistics as far as depression and suicide is concerned. So you went off on your own to start with, and in the 3 short years since then, you've obviously organised rides that have been through the southwest of the state, and also you've involved rides to the Red Centre, where you're headed off to at the end of this week.
Yeah, we are. We're off on our fourth annual ride to the Red Centre, where riders from all over the country set off about the same time, and we all eventually meet in Alice Springs nearly a week later. And this year, I think we've got about, I think it's nearly 700 riders taking part in some part of the ride, and we'll end up with about 300 of us in Alice Springs on the 23rd of August.
Now, you're getting underway from Busselton this Saturday morning, the 17th. So what areas are you riding through as far as the WA component is concerned? Because I believe you're travelling this Saturday from Busselton all the way through to Esperance.
Yeah, we've got a pretty big first day. Traditionally, the ride started from Perth, from the Swan Valley, and used to go to Kalgoorlie for the first night. But we've decided this year to bring it down to our home here in Busselton and ride it through some new country for us, for Black Dog Ride. And we'll be setting off, as you said, Saturday morning. We'll leave at 8:30 from down at the Goose, and we're starting to gather there about 7 when the lions will feed us with a great breakfast. And then our first stop will be Kojonup, which is where we'll be having morning tea at the RSL Hall there. The lions, again, will be in action. So that'll be about 11 o'clock. Then we'll head off to Terramunga, which will be our lunch stop at the Root Pickers Hall. We'll be there at 1:30 for about an hour, and then the last leg of that day on to Esperance. So it's a pretty long day, a bit over 700 kilometres. I know for a fact it'll be the longest ride that many of our riders will have done. So a bit of a challenge for them, but I'm sure that they'll rise to the occasion.
Well, of course, it's to a fantastic cause, and people just getting together on the Black Dog Ride to raise the awareness and also hopefully raise some well-earned money for mental health. Now, I just want to perhaps reflect on this a little bit, Steve. You've been passionately involved. You found that more and more people are coming on each year, and you're raising over $1 million is a fantastic achievement, but it's just one of those things which is continuing to grow. So what are your plans maybe going forward for next year?
Well, next year we'll still be doing the national one-day ride, which we do in March. That grew to 17 legs of the ride all around Australia just on the one day in March. I think we had nearly 5,000 riders take part. That'll grow again, I would imagine. But then in the middle of the year, instead of the ride to the Red Centre, where I suppose you could say we're going back to our roots a bit, and we're going to do a ride right around Australia again, starting on the 26th of July, which coincides with the day that I've set off on the first Black Dog ride.
Well, congratulations to you on what you've done so far and all those people who you've come on board with and who are supporting you throughout this particular very worthy ride. It's the Black Dog Ride, which started in 2009 as a one-man's ride to raise awareness of depression, and it has evolved around the whole of Australia with thousands of people now involved, and they've raised over $1 million for mental health services and also fostered a culture of mental health service awareness around the country. Now, how can people follow you?
Well, our website, blackdogride.com.au, has a pretty comprehensive rundown of itineraries for all the states, but more particularly for Western Australia. So it goes through where we'll be and what time we'll be there. And they can also follow the Black Dog Ride Facebook page. And we're also on Twitter on the hashtag Black Dog Ride. So there'll be regular updates throughout the ride, and coming from our Holden, Colorado, I don't know if I mentioned, Vin, but we're very fortunate this year to have the WA Holden Rural Dealers and Radio West Rural Focus come on board to support us with a vehicle, which will take our administration crew, if you like, along, and they'll be doing regular updates from there. And we're very proud to have an association with these organisations.
Well, on behalf of the Holden Rural Dealers and also the Rural Focus Program, I'd like to say that we certainly endorse what you're doing and fully support the Black Dog Ride for 2013. Steve, good luck with the ride. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. If you want to find out more information, you can go to the website, blackdogride.com.au, or you can follow them on Facebook or Twitter. Steve Andrews, all the best for the ride, and we'll chat again next Friday, the 23rd, as you wrap up your ride in the centre of Australia.
Thanks very much, Vin. I'll look forward to that, and thank you for the opportunity today.
Steve Andrews, the convener and coordinator of the Black Dog Ride for 2013 to the Red Centre. Now, as a bit of a footnote to this, in 2012, Steve Andrews was nominated for and won the WA Pride of Australia Community Spirit Award and the Suicide Prevention Australia Life Award for Healthy Communities as an individual. And all the best for all those people involved in the 2013 Black Dog Ride to the Red Centre of Australia.